Without debate, both the House and Senate voted Tuesday to exempt those two types of firms, and only those two, from having to pay the state sales tax due on the purchase of electricity and natural gas. The legislation now goes to Governor Jan Brewer for her anticipated signature, despite the $17 million loss of state revenues. Gubernatorial press aide Andrew Wilder said his boss thinks the law will make a difference when companies decide whether to do business here.
They're going to look at energy costs as one of the incentives. And currently, Arizona is only one of a handful of states that impose a sales tax on manufacturers for the power used to create their products. That puts Arizona, our current manufacturers and the ones we hope to recruit, at a disadvantage.
The legislation specifically limits the break to companies who, through a series of operations, take something and make it into something else distinctive. But to make sure others do not line up for the tax break, it lists exclusions for everything from processing and job printing to mining and operating a restaurant, even if it does turn out distinctive dishes. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.